KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 43 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of sprinkles. A high around 50 with temperatures falling during the afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There is a wind advisory that will be in effect for the entire listening area. For the far west and southwest counties, that is in effect at 9 a.m. today until 5 p.m. And for the Cass and other area counties, that will go into effect at 10 a.m. Northwest winds should reach sustained speeds of 25 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts up to near 50 at times. In the news, pornographic photographs have shown up in the clothing of at least two retail outlets here in Atlantic, and police are trying to figure out who placed them in the coat pockets and gloves being sold for women and children. According to Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson, a customer at the Orchelin Farm and Home Store was trying on a pair of gloves last Friday when she found a picture of man's genitals inside the gloves. Officers arrived on the scene and found other such pictures hidden only in women's and children's gloves and coat pockets. Other images were found at the Walmart store here in Atlantic in similar clothing. Altogether, more than 20 images have been found. Authorities and Walmart officials are searching through images from nearly 60 surveillance cameras in hopes of finding the person responsible. There are no security cameras at Orchelin's with recording capability. If the person is identified and caught, they'll face dissemination of pornographic materials charges. Search warrants executed Tuesday morning at four sites in Red Oak resulted in multiple arrests and involved the use of more than two dozen law enforcement officers during the sting operation. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a sizable amount of methamphetamine, marijuana, cash, and drug paraphernalia, along with distribution materials, were seized. The search warrants were conducted at 205 East Knuckles Street, 211 North 2nd Street in Red Oak, apartment number one, 100 West Knuckles Street, and 411 East Corning Street, all in Red Oak. 14 people were taken into custody, and they include 34-year-old Jonna Christine Dolph of Red Oak on two counts of delivery of meth, 27-year-old Robert Dean Wickman of Nottoway, who was charged with possession of meth, third offense, 21-year-old Amethyst Cheyenne Clemens of Red Oak, who was charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia, 23-year-old Brandon Michael Borgmeyer of Red Oak, who was charged with two counts of delivery of meth, 38-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty and 40-year-old Michael Todd Brace, both of Red Oak, were charged with the possession of paraphernalia. 23-year-old Alexander Warren Wickman of Red Oak was charged with delivery of meth. 32-year-old Natasha Marie Crawley of Red Oak was charged with two felony counts of delivery of meth and methamphetamine, and along with the charge of possession of methamphetamine and with the intent to deliver. 37-year-old Daniel Bruce Clemens Jr. of Red Oak faces a total of six felony counts that include delivery of meth, delivery of meth, a Class B felony, and possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, also a Class B felony. 41-year-old Mandy Jo Perry of Red Oak was charged with two counts of delivery of meth. 36-year-old April Marie Watson of Red Oak was charged with five counts of delivery of meth. 60-year-old Robert Ernest McMartin of Red Oak was charged with delivery of meth. 55-year-old Casey Renee Bates of Red Oak was charged with possession of paraphernalia. And 19-year-old Tyler Austin Sowers of Red Oak was charged with delivery of methamphetamine. The Sheriff's Office thanks the Red Oak Police Department and their reserve program, additional jail and communications personnel for their support in conducting that operation. Authorities in Pottawatomie County yesterday said the driver of a Riverside School District bus and his teenage passenger died Tuesday morning after the bus they were in caught fire about 6 miles southeast of Oakland. The victims were identified as 74-year-old Donald Hendricks of Carson and 16-year-old Megan Clint of rural Pottawatomie County. The Pott County Communications Center received a 911 call at around 7 a.m. with regard to the Riverside School bus on fire near 17840 480th Street. That's about 6 miles southeast of Oakland. The resident of the home the bus had just pulled out of the driveway for had made the call. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Lieutenant Rob Ambrose said the bus was backing out of the road, the rural driveway, and became stuck on a road embankment. And upon arrival, deputies from the Sheriff's Office and firefighters from Oakland and Carson found the bus to be completely engulfed in flames. Once the fire was contained, the remains of the driver and student were found. Riverside School District Superintendent Dr. Tim Mitchell issued a statement yesterday saying, "This morning, the Riverside School District suffered a tragedy when we lost a student and an employee in a school bus accident. Our hearts go out to their families and loved ones. The investigation into the cause of the accident is underway." And Mitchell says they are cooperating with law enforcement as they do the work. The safety of the students and staff, he says, is the top priority for the district. The school was in session yesterday, and a crisis team from the Green Hills Area Education Agency, along with area school counselors and many community volunteers, were deployed to help the students and the staff in the building. And all after-school activities for Tuesday were canceled and will be rescheduled. Mitchell said in closing, the entire community of the Riverside Community School District is deeply saddened by the events, and they would like to thank everyone who's offered assistance. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone impacted by this tragic event. Also in the news this morning, an update to our earlier reports. Police in Council Bluffs have identified a body that was found Monday morning in a vacant lot. The deceased was 34-year-old David Randall Simpson, a homeless man. An autopsy conducted by the state medical examiner's office has ruled the death as a homicide by blunt force trauma. In the funeral announcements, Gene Landsman, age 90, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gene Landsman will be today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Georgia Ann Rainier, age 71, of Walnut, died Friday in Omaha. A visitation with the family of Georgia Rainier will be today from 10 a.m. to noon at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. 27-day-old Nora Mardell Schechinger of Panama died Saturday at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Nora Schechinger will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Patricia Randeris, age 71, of Pacific Junction, has died. Graveside services for Patricia Randeris will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Les Hills Funeral Home of Glenwood has the arrangements. Deliah Arlene Benton, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Deliah Benton will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Gene Prezik, age 72, of Menlo, died Saturday. A memorial visitation for Gene Prezik will be held on Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with a celebration of life and message for Gene Prezik at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. Deborah Bagshaw, age 43, of Messina, died Thursday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Deborah Bagshaw will be Friday at 10:30 at the Messina Baptist Church, with a luncheon to be held following the services. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. And Priscilla Maxine Elliott Mogul, age 94, of Essex, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Patricia Elliott will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. That's our check of our news this morning, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.